This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. We are going to be discussing the du'as, as in the supplication of a person whom is fasting. There are three things, or three times in the day, when your du'as will be accepted, and there's three special occasions or three individuals whose du'as are always accepted. We talk about the three individuals whose du'as are always accepted. Yeah? A person whom is fasting, and you know when you break your fast, before you break your fast, at that moment if you make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your du'a will be accepted. The second person is a person who is a just ruler. A person who is maybe the president in this day and age, and he is a just ruler. If he makes dua, his dua is also accepted. The third person is a person whom is oppressed. And that person who is oppressed makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by my honor, I will help you even if it is at a later date, in my own words. So we come to the first one, which is relating to this blessed month of Ramadan, which is when a person is breaking his fast, his dua is accepted. You know, it's quite funny in Ramadan, some individuals, what they do is they put the khajur in their mouth and they hold it with the teeth. And the minute the time comes, the khajur's in the mouth, right? So they wait at least a minute with a khajur in their mouth, or they're sitting there just staring at the water, or they're sitting there sitting in front of 2 foot of table. At that moment in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, control your nafs. Because you know that any minute now, I can take away my thirst, I can take away my hunger, I can take away everything, any minute. The minute the time comes to the right time, I can take away my hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, just be patient, raise your hands and ask dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment will accept your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make as much dua, more dua that we have ever asked for in this blessed month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you guys to make dua for me, make dua for our brothers and sisters, and make dua for all the brothers and sisters in the Muslim Ummah who are suffering around the world. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.